Thank you very much, John. We're back here at AHSP High School and set for some more basketball for you here tonight. And the boys' side here as these two teams get prepared this evening, the Vikings and the Warriors. And these two teams have both had limited success on the win column so far here this season, but it should be an interesting contest and matchup here tonight between these two teams. We'll go ahead and get right into the starting lineup here for you before these ball clubs is about ready to get introduced to the crowd here in just a moment. We'll start off with the road squad, the Walnut Warriors here tonight. The head coach Rick Bloom, they're 1-5 on the season, but they have been in an awfully lot of close ball games and lost a lot of close ones here so far this year. Their starting lineup looks like this. Number 13, Jared Plain, a 5'11 senior. Number 21, Lucas Bloom, the 6-foot senior. Number 25, Ty Jonk, the 5'5 senior. Number 31, Chris Guthrie, the 5'8 junior. And number 33, Zach Hemmingson, the 5'10 senior. That's the starting lineup for the Warriors here tonight. And a couple of very athletic guys in that lineup that'll lead the way in Plain and Bloom.
Yeah, and they're the two leading scorers on the season, too, for their ball club. As they Plain averaging 17 a game and Bloom 14 a contest. Here, Hemmingson also averaging 12 points a game. So a lot of the points coming for just three guys.
So that's how the Warriors send things out tonight. For the AHSC Vikings, head coach Pete Schmidt, they're 2-3 on the season here so far. This is their starting lineup. Number 10, Tyler Robinson, a 6-foot junior. Number 22, Lee White, the 6-foot freshman. Also number 34, Todd Schmidt, the 6'4 senior. Number 42, Stephen Jacobson, a 6-foot freshman. And number 50, Bill Price, a 6'4 senior for the Vikings.
And the Vikings, just like the Warriors, get a lot of their points from three guys. Bill Price down low leads them with about 12.5. Tyler Robinson almost 11 points a game from the outside. And Todd Schmidt averaging just a little over 9 points per contest for the Vikings. Both these teams still early season. Both have struggled at times, but been competitive in ball games. They're hoping to both pick up a win here tonight and get things going before the Christmas break.
Yeah, definitely a game I think both these teams think that they can get a W with here this evening. So should make for some good basketball. And it's going to be Bill Price in the center circle here for the Vikings as they wear their home white uniforms with the red and blue lettering and trim. And for Walnut, they're on the road with their road black uniforms with the white and red lettering and trim. Plain will be in the center circle here against Price, and the tap is won by Price, but taken away by the Warriors as it came right into the hands of Zach Hemmingson. Jonk will have it out front to start things off here for Walnut, and they'll kick it in the corner. Here's Hemmingson on a dribble drive into traffic, blocked by Price, and it's taken away by the Vikings. Lee White came up with it, and he'll run the point now here. Has it, hangs on to it, now trying to lob it, and it's tipped away by Plain, stolen by Bloom. Bloom on the run, all the way to the rack, other end, layup good. Nice little touch shot off the glass by Lucas Bloom on the run. Two-nothing. Warriors with the early lead. Here's the pass right side. Stephen Jacobson with it. He'll lob it down low, looking for Price underneath. It's tapped out of bounds by the Warriors.
Yeah, nice backside help by Lucas Bloom. Come flying up there over the top and tap that lob pass away.
Inbound pass underneath now here as Lee White will key it in. White gets it inbound. A nice crossover move. The shot was missed, though, there that time by Schmidt. He gets the rebound, though, and then puts it up off the glass and back in.
Walnut got not very big, so 6'4", and Schmidt and Price can be tough for them inside. Especially Schmidt. He seems like a long 6'4".
Definitely where they have the advantage here for the Vikings in this ball game. Walnut with the basketball out on the perimeter, and Jonk has it now. He'll dump it off, and it's too low of a bounce pass for Plain, stolen here by the Vikings. Back the other way with it. Schmidt will throw it across up top and get it to White. White dumps pass off to Robinson. Robinson scoops it over to the far side. Get it to White. White will dribble back towards the elbow. Then dumps it back up top. Pump fake by Robinson. A drive, a floater in the lane. No good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Jonk and the Warriors. Up the floor, they kick it off to Bloom. He'll drive baseline. Floater on the run. High off the glass. Nice shot there by Lucas Bloom. And it's 4-2. Warriors lead it. Vikings will walk it up to the front court. Lee White will dump it off. And a nice pass on the back cut. That time they get it to Tyler Robinson off the dump pass.
A little high-low. Just cut to the basket, and I'll find you.
So the bucket ties it back up at 4. And now the Warriors with possession. They'll kick it into the far corner. Guthrie worked it around. Now here's Bloom. We'll dump it down right side. Hemmingson, the baseline jumper, is no good. Guthrie with the rebound far side. He tried to turn around and spin one back up there and got partially blocked. It's pulled down by the Vikings. They'll push it up ahead. Robinson will try to go baseline, and they're going to be able to reach in foul here against Zach Hemmingson.
And that rebound on the offensive side back on the other way. Guthrie just kind of panicked a little bit. He decided he had to take it right back up again. And it would have been wise just to pull that one out. He didn't have an advantage.
Inbound will come underneath now as Bill Price will key it in. Price into White. A little head fake. Now they get it down on the block. Back inside to Schmidt. Schmidt will bring it out and dump it out front. White over to Robinson. Robinson the head fake. And then the kick right side. Drive and a flip. Scoop shot no good. Rebound by Price off the White miss. Missed it. And the rebound now to Hemmingson. Hemmingson will toss it off to Johnson. Here comes the Warriors. All tied up at four. Here's Bloom in the corner. Jumps and skips it across. Now back up top. Hemmingson back to Bloom right side. He'll drive baseline. Pull up shot. And in and out, no good. Almost made that one, but the rebound comes out into the hands of Schmidt. Schmidt will dump it off. White on the run up the floor. Tapped out of his hands by Bloom, stolen by Hemmingson. Hemmingson, a crossover towards the basket, shot blocked with some body contact, and the foul on Robinson, and we're going to have two shots.
Good quick hands there by Lucas Bloom defensively. He just measured that one and slapped it away as he was coming down the lane. Created the opportunity to shoot free throws here on the other side.
Zach Hemmingson will get to try to shoot two. Up and in and around and no good. That one hit all sides of the rim before it rolled out.
Inside and out.
One more for Hemmingson.
Well, there's only two sides in a rim, right?
That's true.
We hope.
Second one is knocked down by Hemmingson, so he gets one out of two, and it's a 5-4 lead now for Walnut. Pass over Schmidt, and he'll turn around at the free throw line and hit a high arcing shot, flashes home. So Todd Schmidt with four now, and it's 6-5 Vikings. Pass into Plain in the lane. He scoops by Price, quick enough to get by him, and gets the shot off the glass. 7-6 Warriors. Here's White, other end. We'll dump it right side. Gets it over to Jacobson. Jacobson will stop and dump it off to Price. Price tries to get by Plain, walks with it, spins in the middle, missed the shot. Rebound is brought down there by Guthrie. Bloom will push it up the floor to Hemmingson. He'll fire up for the three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Robinson, and here come the Vikings running. Robinson the other way will turn in the lane, slice through there, missed the shot. Rebound comes in the lane to White, and he'll tap it up over the rim and in. 8-7 now, home team with the lead, Vikings over the Warriors. Now top Jonk will throw it right side to Hemmingson. Down on the block, they get the pass to Bloom. Nice pass to Plains. Quick across. He made a quick move to the basket. They have a foul call here. And they're going to call it a shooting foul as well as the whistle Todd Schmidt for the reach-in. So it'll be Jared Plain at the free throw line here for a pair. Plain knocks it down. One more coming. Here's the Plain. Tied at 8 apiece. 3:35 left to go here in this first quarter. Second free throw is off the back of the iron. No good. And the rebound comes down here to the Vikings. White out front with it. Picks up his dribble over to Robinson. Robinson will fire it up from three-point range off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound pulled down by Bloom. Bloom will fire it up the floor to Plain on the run. Crosses across and is going to have a foul call against Schmidt. He made a nice quick cross move and caught Schmidt off guard.
Yeah, Schmidt really didn't do a whole lot wrong. He's a little late getting there. Nice athletic move there by Plain.
And he picks up his second foul. And now up off the bench, Jacobson's going to head out, and Drew Young's going to check in here for AHST. Bloom set the key in here for the Warriors. He'll lob it out high to Hemmingson, across to John. Right back to Hemmingson, fired a pass inside, but it was too short for Plain, and Robinson stole it. Robinson stumbled, able to hang on to it, though, and it's tapped out of his hands by Hemmingson. So it'll stay with the Vikings on the far side. 3:04 left to go, first quarter. We're tied up at 8 apiece. Inbound pass, Schmidt found Price in a nice
post move under the basket. Missed the shot, though. Got his own rebound, and then Bloom swatted it away from him to get called for the foul. Point-blank shot missed the first time, that time by Price, but he's able to get the foul call here on the second try and go to the line. That'll be the first on Bloom and second here against the Warriors. Price misses the first free throw. He'll try to knock the second one down. He'll line it up, and that one's well short. Rebound by Plain, and he'll fire it to Bloom. He'll push it up the floor. Jonk out in front of the pack is wide open, and it's an easy layup. Nice up-tempo move that time by the Warriors, making it an easy two. 10-8, 2:46 to go in the first quarter. Warriors have taken the lead. And now Price is going to turn and take one from the elbow. Missed it too strong. Should have been a foul over the top by White, but the Warriors come away with a rebound anyway. As Jonk will dump it off to Plain and get it right back. Jonk will throw it right side. And Hemmingson has it. He'll dump it down on the baseline. And a quick shot by Bloom. A little bit of an awkward angle, and he missed it. Rebound pulled down by Price. And now the Vikings will run it up the floor. And we're going to have a timeout taken by the AHST bench. As Coach Schmidt wants to talk things over, 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 10-8. The Walnut Warriors here on the road with a two-point lead, 2:16 left to go here in this first quarter of action. Been kind of back and forth here so far, and Walnut able to hit a couple of buckets here to get themselves out in front. A nice breakaway play a moment ago as they got out quickly off the rebound out to Jonk, who was up the floor wide open and was able to get an easy bucket. And that's kind of a Warriors game a little bit. They need to do that because they're going to be a much quicker team. They don't have the size advantage, that's for sure, so they've got to work it up the floor when they can. Now the Warriors, it's really not news anymore to say that they're smaller than their opponent because that's pretty much the case every night. They just have to outwork them each night. Inbound pass will come here for the Vikings, and they'll have it out top. White with it. And they throw it left side to Robinson. Robinson gets the screen, goes right side. Now they'll throw it back to Drew Young, who cuts to the basket after the screen, missed the shot, and then a foul call here on the rebound. Price way over the back that time, late getting there. So Price picks up his first, and that's the fourth now here against the Vikings. Vikings will set up some full-court pressure here now as Bloom will key it in. He'll send it into Plain. Plain right back to Bloom. And he'll just dribble and dump it back to Plain. Plain back to Bloom, and they get the pressure broken easily. Up top now, Jonk with the basketball. We'll throw it right side. Now we get it off to Bloom. A pass over to Plain, and a foul called here against Drew Young, who came across and swatted him. And now Plain will go to the line here for two. So Drew Young picks up his first. Five fouls now here against AHST. And Plain free throw good. Jared Plain with one more coming. And that one's off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Price. Price fires it up ahead to White on the run, and a little move, a shifty move to get the shot up off the glass and made it. Lee White with the bucket, and it's now 10-11. The 11 long into the Warriors with the basketball here. Bloom will take a hop step into the lane, lost the handle on it, and tosses it over to Guthrie. Now back to Bloom. He'll go baseline, dumps it off to Hemmingson on a nice pass. He missed the shot, though, and the rebound is brought down by Schmidt. Schmidt will pass it off now here up top. And Robinson has it, gets the screen, goes left side all the way to the baseline. Now he'll pull up for the shot, in and out, and back down in. That one rolled out straight up into the air and came right back through the net. Plain now gets called for the violation. He was leaning forward as he wanted to inbound the basketball against the pressure, and he couldn't get the ball out of his hands before he broke the plane. He can't do that. So it'll turn right back over here to AHST with them having the one-point lead, 12-11. Inbound is tapped away. It's still on the floor. Nobody can hang on to it. Now Bloom steals it. He'll try to run up the floor with it all the way to the rack. Left, no good. Putback for no good by Plain. And then it's stolen up before. White gets to the Price on the run, who's wide open. He misses the easy shot. And now a foul on the rebound on the floor. And the foul is going to be whistled against Zach Hemmingson. That'll be number two on him.
Well, that's the second time Price has missed something easy right there, point blank underneath the basket.
Inbound by White. He'll get to Schmidt. He'll try the three, and he's knocked down. Boy, he's got such a high arc on his shot. So he's able to splash that one home. And it's 15-11 now. The Vikings have jumped out to a four-point lead. Against the pressure, Bloom pushes it up ahead now to Guthrie. Guthrie back to Bloom. Bloom, pump fake, now steps inside the free throw line. Quick jumper, no good. Rebound by Schmidt. 11 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. Robinson on the run and a reach-in foul on the floor. Donk got him. Donk will get called for the foul. He was beaten, he knew it, and just reached out and grabbed it. Inbound pass now will come from White with 8 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Inbound pass to Price, and he's wide open underneath. He missed the shot again. Rebound, and now he's fouled hard as he went to the floor. And they're going to call an intentional foul here against Lucas Bloom. Bloom reached his arm down there and helped him right back up. It's just a good old hard foul. Oh, that's on Guthrie. Okay, they're going to call Guthrie for it. Okay.
Bloom was right there, too, but Guthrie really was the one who grabbed him from behind. He just grabbed the jersey and yanked him down.
So now the free throws for the intentional as Price knocks down the first one. Second one also good. Rattled around and went through. And now they'll get the possession of the basketball as well. So Guthrie whistled for that intentional foul. The Vikings have spread their lead out to six. And they have the ball here with 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Chance at another shot. They get it inbound. Schmidt hangs on to it too long. Bloom pokes it away from him. Schmidt got it back. A wild three at the buzzer is no good. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. It's 17-11. AHSC with the lead here over Walnut after one. Take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Vetter Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Audubon for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them also for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawn. Visit Vetter Equipment in Audubon today. Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. Visit them for collision, rust repair, refinishing, glass installation, and unibody frame repair. Also be sure to ask them about the T-Guarantee paint system at Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation year-round, also payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals, located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic, call 243-5028.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Avoca tonight as AHST ran off 9 straight points to end the first quarter, and they have a 17-11 lead as we start the second quarter of play. Vikings with the basketball. They try to stuff it inside. Drew Young comes up top, has a hard time handling that pass, comes up with it, leaves it back out topside now to Lee White. White to the right side now to Schmidt down low. It's Price, and this time, fourth time's a charm. It's the first three layup tries he had inside. This one point blank. He banks home. 19-11 now the score. 11 straight points here for the Vikings. Front court now. Jared Plain with it for Walnut. Out top of Lucas Bloom. Bloom will leave it now for John. Right side Hemmingson. Hemmingson out on the arc. Dips it back up top now to John. Right side Hemmingson. He'll grab and gun the three. It's no good. Rebound comes long. White comes down with it for AHST, and he'll run the floor. White now quickly to the front court. He spins around Jonk and stumbles. Jonk up with the ball. The bounce pass across the lane to Plain. He struggles with the ball but is able to get a shot off. Awkwardly can't get it to go. And now a foul on the rebound as AHST came away with the ball. And Guthrie, Chris Guthrie, commits the foul for the Warriors. A couple of awkward trips up and down the floor. For the Vikings now, Nathan Pathy checks into the ball game here for the first time, and also Steven Jacobson checks back into the contest. 7 minutes to go, just a minute gone here in the second quarter. 19-11, AHST leading. With the basketball now, Robinson works out top on the dribble, feeds it back out. A 2-3 zone employed here by the Warriors. As Robinson out near the top of the key, we'll leave it across for Patti. Now to the right side, White hesitates, drives into the lane, a head fake to put up. It's no good off the back iron. Rebound to Price. He missed the putback. Rebound loose now on the floor, and it's going to be tied up. Basketball will belong to Walnut. Warriors have the basketball. They'll inbound the backside to face some full-court pressure once again by AHST. They're trying to step it up a little bit and make them work hard to get it across. Now Hemmingson breaks pressure, gets to the front court. He'll leave it for Bloom. He'll drive it right down the lane and kick it out. Left side playing, open for three, no good. Rebound, tapped on the floor, kept alive, grabbed by Guthrie. Now playing into the lane, the high floater up off the rim, no good. Rebounded inside by Jacobson. Here come the Vikings on the run. White tapped away from behind by Guthrie and knocked out of bounds. White tried to hustle the ball up the floor. Guthrie just a half step quicker. He slapped that one away. Ball belongs to the Vikings on the baseline. They'll key it in right side. Head fake, Robinson. He'll drive. The one-hand floater, no good. Rebound hits the floor. It's picked up by Bloom. He's tied up. Jacobson got his hands on it, and it'll belong to the Vikings. They'll keep the basketball. We have a timeout asked for by AHST. They're going to ask for a quick break. 6:07 left to go here in the second quarter. It's 19-11. The Vikings with the lead. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll just leave it right here. Not the prettiest second quarter, at least the first 2 minutes of the second quarter. It's been up and down with fouls and turnovers so far.
Yeah, not a lot of good looks at the basket. That's really been Walnut's problem here since about midway through that first quarter. They just haven't been able to get set up in their half-court offense and get any kind of good looks. It seems like when they have gotten set up in the half-court, they've kind of settled for a tougher and awkward shot each time down the floor. And they've got to start finding some better looks, and then, of course, got to start knocking down shots, too.
Absolutely. 6:07 left to go second quarter. Vikings basketball on the front court now as we come back out of the break. Lee White will inbound. He looks low. Nobody there. Now to Jacobson, and we're going to have a violation, a foul call against Jacobson. They call him for the elbow, trying to get himself free for that pass. So that'll be the first on Jacobson, sixth against the Vikings, and the ball turns over. That's probably the worst part of that for AHST is a turnover. So Plain, Bloom, ahead now to the front court. It comes here near side. Back to Bloom, down the lane. He'll scoop it up and in. High jog with a nice pass. Lucas Bloom takes advantage for the bucket. It's 19-13. That stops the 11-0 run. Out on top now with a basket. Ball is past T here to White, left side. White dumps it down low, and Jacobson can't handle it. It's out of bounds.
Those people late on that idea. He was open right away after they screen, and he rolled off that screen. He was wide open, but just couldn't get it to him quick enough.
Schmidt back into the ballgame now for the Vikings. Robinson will take a breather. Walnut basketball, 19-13 the score. Vikings lead it. Cross court, it goes to Plain, and he'll break the pressure. Jared Plain out left side, leaves it for Bloom. Bloom top of the arc, hands it off to Jonk. Now right side, Hemmingson. Hemmingson looking across. Now back out top to Jonk, he'll reset. High post, Plain. Right side, Hemmingson, open for the three, and it's good. Zach Hemmingson knocks down the triple from the right side, 19-16 the score. Vikings with the basketball front court. Out top, White, across the way it comes here to Schmidt. Schmidt the head fake in the drive. Hemmingson stumbles to the floor, but he gets rid of it. Now White with it, tries the three, it's way off the mark. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be out of bounds. The Vikings had it in their hands. Schmidt had it in his hands, just lost the grip on it. The ball rolled free. Jacobson threw it out of bounds trying to save it, so the ball goes back to the Warriors. Walnut basketball, they trail by three. Playing off the inbound. We'll leave it here for Bloom, and he'll run it up to the front court. 4:45 left to go in the second quarter. Donk, right side, leaves it for Hemmingson on the arc. Lob down low. Posting underneath on the baseline is Bloom. He'll curl down low and leave it across to Guthrie. Guthrie down on the block. Now leaves it out on the wing for Bloom. Bloom left side. A long three. Looked at it, but he won't take it. Now John. Right side to Hemmingson. In the head fake in the drive to the baseline. Left open. The jumper no good. Rebound tapped out. And it's controlled off the floor by a White. White to the front court now for the Vikings. Cross the half-court stripe. Here to Schmidt. Schmidt the head fake. The drive. The pull-up. Now the jumper off the mark. Skims the rim. Rebound off the floor taken by Bloom.
Lucas Bloom to the front court as we approach the four-minute mark left here in the second quarter. Bloom, a little step across into the lane, can't hit the floater. Rebound taken out of the air, and a traveling violation going to be whistled against Todd Schmidt, who came up with that loose ball down low. Robinson back in now for the Vikings as Patsy will check out. 4:01 remaining here in the second quarter. And on the turnover, Walnut gets it back. Bloom will inbound out top to Jonk. Right side, Hemmingson open, grabs, guns the three. No good. Got his own rebound, though. It's on the floor, and he comes up with it. Now they'll leave it back out to the high post. Playing in the lane, dumps it across down to Hemmingson, driving the baseline, stumbles and fumbles with the basketball, and now it's tied up. It'll stay with the Warriors. Bloom will inbound on the baseline now. Right side to Hemmingson. 3:45 left of the second quarter. Bloom here in the right corner to Flame. Flame right side of the lane, the jumper up, and good as it rattles through. Jared Flame with the inside puck. All of a sudden, it's a one-point game now. It's 19-18. Quickly, the three ball from the left side up the floor. No good by Robinson. And the rebound taken off the floor by the Warriors. And Walnut now with a chance to retake the lead. It scored seven straight. 3:20 left to go here in the lane, in the first half. And in the lane, it's Jared Flame with a quick turnaround. No good. Rebound taken by the Vikings up the floor quickly. Robinson, as he leans and flies to the hole. And lays one in. He got around the defense. Hung in the air for a bit and finger rolled in off the glass. It's 21-18. Vikings with a three-point lead. Walnut with the ball. Front court quickly. Left side, Guthrie goes to the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound inside. Price playing good defense. Kept him from getting the bucket and got the rebound, too. Now a quick throw up the floor and a great steal on the run. Great athletic move by Jared Flame. Lee White tried to flip a pass right side of the lane. Flame went flying up in the air, intercepted it, and pitched it to a buddy before he went out of bounds. And a timeout asked for now by Walnut. 2:41 left to go here in this first half. It's 21-18 in favor of the Vikings. Warriors hanging around here in this first half.
Warriors just doing a good job, finally, of settling in there. And I mentioned they needed to knock a couple shots. Well, they did it. Hemmingson hits the three, and just like that, you got a little bit of confidence back. And both were pretty even possessions. When Hemmingson got that bucket, and then when Plain had the bucket right after that, they were both good looks. So you got the ball where you wanted it to. You get it to a shooter in the right spot for him and able to get it up and put it in. They're the kind of team that, can, when they get those open looks, can be a pretty good shooting team, and that's what they need.
Walnut with the ball, and as we come back out of the timeout, 2:41 left in the half, to 3 points, Viking lead, Warriors with a basketball. Ty Jock dribbling out top, and they try to stretch and trap. Now left side it goes to Guthrie. Guthrie back out top to Jock. They'll leave it to the high post, playing down the lane to the rack and lays it in. Quick first step by Jared Flame, got him down low. He's got 8 points, at 21-20. White with a basketball now in the front court here for the Vikings. Now a tip and a steal. Up the floor quickly, Guthrie the left. Oh, missed it badly, and the rebound taken by a White. Here come the Vikings. Back the other way, Schmidt left side. All the way across to Robinson. Long three, steps it off, won't take it. Now steps inside the lane and throws one up no good, inside the arc, rather. Missed the 18-footer. 2 minutes to go, 21-20 to score. Vikings lead it. Warriors ball, front court. Bounce speed here right side. Hemmingson open in the corner of the three ball. No good. Got his own rebound on the baseline, and he'll bring it right back out front. Nope, they call him for traveling inside. The ball will go back the other direction. Patsy back in. Now Schmidt will check out here for the Vikings with a minute 46 left in the first half. Vikings will bring the ball up the floor now. They get it across the timeline with White. High post. Price with it, right side of the elbow. Right side now to Patsy out on the arc. Minute and a half to go. White and Patsy, right side. Patsy gets a screen, drives, and leaves it for Robinson. Robinson has a hard time handling the pass, so he won't get a shot. He'll step it back now on the dribble. Crossover into the lane, floater, one-hander, up and good. Tyler Robinson with a flying one-hand leaner, and it's 23-20 Vikings. Warriors breaking the Viking pressure now. They get it to the front court. A minute five left to go before halftime. Bloom down the left side of the lane, inside, hangs in the air, can't get the shot to go, it's tipped out, and the rebound taken by Hemmingson. Under a minute now left to play in this first half. Tied Jonk in the center circle now for the Warriors, and we'll see if the Warriors pull it out. Looks like they're going to run a little four-corner.
as Bloom will stand out here in this near corner and dribble the basketball. Bloom off to the left side, leaves it now for Plain. White comes out to get a little closer and pick him up defensively. Plain off the dribble now, will leave it for Bloom. Robinson comes out to pick him up, and back across it goes to Plain. We're going to play that high weave. Screen and weave. 22 seconds left to go here in the half as Plain now comes across here to the right side. They'll leave it back outside for Bloom. Bloom will take it to the lane and drop it off now for John. John will hand it back to Bloom. 12 seconds. Posting Hemmingson. They get it to him. His shot blocked. Guthrie the rebound, and he's fouled inside with 7 seconds left. A little Chris Guthrie. He stands all 5'8", working hard inside, got the rebound, and gets fouled. He'll go to the line. That foul against Nathan Fadtee, and that's his first. So Guthrie to the line with 7 seconds left. A chance to shoot a couple of free ones here. Guthrie at the free throw line. First one here by the lefty is no good. Drew Young checks in now for AHFT. He'll take the place of Steven Jacobson. One more free throw try coming here for Guthrie. And this one is good. He makes one of his two. It's a two-point game, 23-21, as the Vikings inbound. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, White to the front court up the right side. The leaner in traffic, no good. Offensive foul. They're going to hit White with an offensive foul, forcing that one and running into one of the Warriors. Just 1 second left here in the half. As Walnut now will inbound and have to go the length of the court in 1 second. So it's a catch and throw is what it amounts to. And the inbound is to Plain. He'll turn and fire it, and it is just short. It was right on line. It was just about a foot short. And that'll do it here in this first half. Good close ball game. A little back and forth going on here for the most part in this first half. As we reach intermission, it's a two-point game, 23-21. The home team, AHST, with a two-point edge over the Walnut Warriors here tonight. We'll take a break and be back with more for you here at halftime in just a moment. You listen to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, and he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004. Interior Touch in downtown Atlantic is your headquarters for window coverings, wallpaper, paint, carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, and laminate flooring. For all of your decorating needs, visit with the professional staff at Interior Touch. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Avoca. We're at halftime here in this high school basketball game. Pretty good game here going, 23-21. Close ball game between these two close in proximity schools. Just about 5 miles separate these two schools. Had a pretty good first game here tonight. The girls' contest went right down the wire. A few times it looked like AHST was just going to take off and hide with it, but the Lady Vikes could never get more than a 9-point lead in the basketball game. They did that, actually a 10-point lead in the ball game. They were up 9 at the first quarter, 9 at half. They were up 10 after 3. Walnut kept coming back, and in the end, it's a 1-point ball game, a 40-39 win in the contest for AHST, as the Lady Vikes were just miserable from the free throw line, but made, well, one. They made exactly what they needed to win a ball game. They made one more than did the Warriors. That was the difference.
Yeah, they were able to knock down those free throws late. Crummel knocked two out of four down and kind of weathered the storm because there were a couple late three-point baskets there by Walnut that got him back into it. Had a good opportunity to win, but they got that last bucket with not enough time left on the clock, and their time just ran out on them.
12 points for Caitlin Schroeder in that ball game to lead the way for the Lady Vikes. 11 for Ashley Walker to lead the way for the Warriors in that contest. Lady Vikes just 11 of 26 from the free throw line, but as we said, they made just exactly enough as they win it by one, 40-39 in the first game tonight.
And we'll see how this one plays out down the stretch here. Two-point game here at halftime. 23-21 is our score. AHST with the advantage over Walnut here tonight. We'll take a timeout and be back with more for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAS.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Newman Body Shop in Lyman, your complete body shop offering professional work at competitive rates as well as glass repair. Newman Body Shop, 12 miles south of Atlantic on Highway 71. Give them a call at 778-4428. Newman Body Shop, we meet by accident. R&B Feeds in Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 p.m. and Saturday until noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds at 200 Oak Street in Atlantic. Body Basics Chiropractic, offering wellness and other chiropractic services in Atlantic and Red Oak. For an appointment with Dr. Fritz Beyer, call 254-2639. That's 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics.
Welcome back here to AHST High School. We are at the halftime intermission here between the AHST Vikings and the Walnut Warriors, and it's a 23-21 lead for AHST here after the first half. A tight back-and-forth ball game here so far, and kind of what we expected here between these two teams. We'll take a look now here at the scoring for you in the first half. For AHST, they were led by Tyler Robinson, who had 8 points in the first half. 7 points chipped in by Todd Schmidt. 4 points apiece for Lee Wright, Lee White, and Bill Price. And they were 2-for-4 from the free throw line there in that first half. For the Walnut Warriors, they had 8 points in that first half from Jared Plain. Lucas Bloom chipped in 6. 4 points for Zach Hemmingson. Also 2 points for Ty Junk, and 1 chipped in by Chris Guthrie as they finished that half with 21 points. 4 of 8 from the free throw line there for the Warriors, and the Warriors are 1-5 on the season. They look to try to improve here tonight, obviously, and AHST in the same boat almost. They're 2-3 on the season and looking to get back to 500 here if they could pick up the victory here this evening. But that tight two-point margin, 23-21 here after this first half play in tonight's basketball game. Looking about 4.5 minutes or so here before we get things tipped off and ready to go here once again in the second half. So go ahead and take one more break here for you. When we come back, we'll talk about how the first half kind of shaped up there for you. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Chatterbox Cafe, located next door to the Amoco Station in Audubon, opens 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Come and enjoy home-cooked meals with noon specials Monday through Friday. That's the Chatterbox Cafe in Audubon. Anita Engraving and Awards LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards LLC in Anita. Call 712-762-3779. And Drs. Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Medical Clinic. For all of your dentistry needs, call 243-1833 today. That's 243-1833.
Chris Park, Jim Field, back with you here in Avoca at AHST High School, and a tight ball game here in this boys' contest tonight. It's 23-21, AHST on top here at the halftime intermission, and I ran down the numbers for you a moment ago, what the scoring went like, but it looks like kind of the same game plan, I imagine, here for both these two teams coming out here in the second half. Walnut, when they were able to get set up well in their half court and get some good looks after that, they were finally able to knock down a couple of shots and get themselves in a little bit of a groove towards the end of that first half. And for AHST, they've been doing a pretty good job of cleaning things up around the basket, getting a lot of second-chance opportunities. They haven't been real great with some of those short-range shots, but they have gotten plenty of second-chance opportunities and doing enough to keep themselves out in front here.
Well, AHSC with a size advantage here in the ballgame, but they're just not taking advantage of it at all. They've missed some shots inside, committed some fouls inside. They've turned the ball over a few times inside as well. They're just not getting the benefit of the extra 3, 4, 5 inches they have in some of those positions. When you got little Chris Guthrie at 5'8", sneaking in to grab an offensive rebound, and then getting fouled by a kid who's listed at 6'4", you got to do something a little bit better than that inside. And that's something they really should be able to exploit tonight that they're not doing right now. Now, as I mentioned before, this is nothing new to Walnut. They are used to being the smallest team on the floor, so it's no big deal to them to be down there looking to strap and claw to try to get the basketball and take care of holding their position inside. So they're doing a pretty good job right now inside, I think, of keeping things at bay. And if they continue this without getting into foul trouble in the second half, of course, they're going to have to hit some of those outside shots, too. Then the Warriors could make this an interesting ballgame. Just a two-point game here. It's been interesting already.
Yeah, and early on, I think the one thing that kind of stands out at the stat sheet to me is Bill Price with just 4 points. Boy, he had a chance to have about 12, I think. Missed a lot of easy buckets inside and just kept Walnut hanging around there early in the game when it looked like they were at a disadvantage. But they were able to hang themselves into this basketball game. And it's just a two-point game here at the halftime break, 23-21. Go ahead and take one more break. Come back with things getting started once again in the second half. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Camplin's Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Camplin's Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. For down-home cooking, come to the Downtowner in Atlantic for breakfast and lunch. And don't forget about their homemade pies. For all your catering needs, the Downtowner can do it all, large or small, from start to finish. The Downtowner, located on East 4th Street in Atlantic. That's 243-2183. Iowa Western Community College.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at Iowa Western Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, Iowa Western classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Welcome back here to AHST High School, and the Vikings just inbounding now here to get things started here in the second half. And they'll work the ball around and have a long high-arcing shot taken by Schmidt. It's going to go out of bounds. Bloom just let it go out of bounds, and it'll be Warrior basketball. So Walnut will get their first offensive possession, happen to work and get some full quarter court pressure once again here by the Vikings. Lob over to Plain. Playing with it. Now he'll bounce pass off to Guthrie. It's Guthrie, Plain, Bloom, Hemington, and Jonk, the starting five back out there for Walnut here. And now a scoop shot on the run by Bloom. Couldn't quite get it to go. A rebound comes down to the Vikings, and White will bring it across. White, Jacobson, Schmidt, Price, and Robinson out there, the starting five also here for AHSC. And a traveling violation whistled here against Price as he tried to work his way down the left side of the lane to the basket. Forced spacing, the handoff there, and too much traffic for Price to be able to maneuver. Inbound here for the Warriors, and Flane will have it. He gets double-teamed, bounce pass back to Bloom, and he'll dribble across against the pressure. Scoop back over to Flane here, left wing. Now up top, and Jonk will set up the offense. 2-3 zone here for the Vikings. Out top with it. They'll throw it down on the baseline now to Bloom. He tried to throw the pass back in the lane to Flane. It's kicked, and it'll go underneath here. Walnut will inbound. 6:55 left to go, third quarter. It's 23-21. No scorers yet here in the second half. And an inbound and a quick shot attempt by Guthrie. Stripped, though, by Robinson. Ball still loose on the floor, though. Nobody can pick it up. And finally, Schmidt comes out of the pile with it. He'll throw it up ahead. White on the run baseline. A little tuck-under shot, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Bloom. We're going to have a foul here. And the foul is going to be whistled against Price. And that'll be number two on him. You can really see, it's really visible, but the difference in speed between these players. Walnut's just quicker, and they're getting the spots just a little bit quicker, and that's creating those types of fouls. Here's Walnut off the inbound, and they'll bring it across with Lucas Bloom, and he'll once again give it to John. Right side, Hemington, lob down to Bloom on the block. He's double-teamed, has to get rid of it. Scoop pass, Plain, high off the glass, and good. Arched back a little bit to get over the top of the defender, and Plain gets another bucket. He's got 10, and it's now tied again to 23. Here's Jacobson for the Vikings. Just gets a screen, stops at the elbow, kicks it across Schmidt. Pump fake, dribble, shot up, short, rebound to Flane. Flane in traffic, hanging on to it, now gets it off to Junk, and they'll kick it up the floor. Hemming back to Junk, around to Bloom right side. Bloom will cross over, baseline jumper, good. Pretty move by Lucas Bloom. Now he's got eight, and it's 25-23. The Warriors take a lead. Pass up the floor here right side. Robinson with the pull-up three, and that's way off the mark. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Warrior ball. Up off the bench, it'll be a Pat T to check in, and now a timeout taken quickly here by AHST. I believe they're going to take a full timeout. So 25-23, 5:35 left to go here, third period. Take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company in Casey for custom-designed folding aluminum and canvas awnings with vinyl backlit storefronts, door hoods, patio covers, carports, or retractable desk and patio covers. Call Scott Kingery of Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company at 800-746-2558. Century 21 Dement Realty in Atlantic is part of the world's largest residential real estate organization. Stop by Century 21 Dement Realty's office on East 7th Street or give them a call at 243-2017. You can also take a virtual tour at century21.com. Sint Repair, just east of Lyman, offering general automotive repair and computer diagnostics. Sint Repair, ASE certified, and a Napa Auto Care Center. Plus, they sell, balance, and rotate tires. Sint Repair. Give them a call at 778-4330.
Back here after the timeout, and Walnut will inbound as they'll bring it up the floor right side. It goes over to Junk, and he'll bring it up top. 5:23 left to go here in this third quarter. In passing the lane, Plain went high with it, then threw it down on the baseline to Bloom. He had to come back outside with it because he was in traffic. Couldn't corral it cleanly, so they'll kick it back up top. Now over right side to Hemington, and back up top to Junk. Bounce pass, and it's tipped away, but controlled by Guthrie. And now a foul here going to be called on the floor. As Patty is going to pick up the foul, that'll be number two on Nathan Patty. And the inbound will come here for Walnut. Walnut. Bloom gets it into Plain underneath, but he's going to get called for, I believe, the foul. Either that or, oh, it might be Schmidt. Well, yeah, they do call it here against Schmidt. So they're fighting for position down there on the block, and that's going to be number three on Todd Schmidt. So inbound once again here for the Warriors. Bloom will kick it in the corner to Plain this time. Now back to Bloom on the block, scoops into the lane. High arcing shot is good. Lucas Bloom with an off-balance one in the lane, and it's now 27-23, Warriors up ahead here, and losing the basketball out of bounds is the Vikings, but it was tapped away, and they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be whistled against Plain, I believe. And the inbound will come underneath now here for AHST. Inbound, and they get it there down low. Todd Schmidt gets the bucket off of the inbound. It's actually Hemmingson that was slapped with that last foul, so he picks up number three. Up ahead now, the Warriors trying to get it up the floor. Now Bloom left alone at the top of the key. He'll fire the three and bury it. Lucas Bloom starting to find his stroke here. It's 30-25.
Remember when it was 17-11, or I think that's 19-11 in favor of AHST?
Seems like a long time ago. And now Robinson lost the ball at the last moment. He just kind of dumped it off to Price because he had nowhere to go with it. Price is able to knock down the shot. So Price gets one, and it's back to 3 points. 30-27, Walnut with the lead. They'll kick it up Hemmingson right side. Hemmingson got away with a walk there. Moves that pivot foot. Hands it off to Bloom. He'll try another three. In and out that time, no good. Price pulls down the board. Here come the Vikings on the run. Robinson stops at the elbow. Kicks it outside. Schmidt, high arcing shot, no good. Rebound by Plain. Plain will cross over in the lane and now kick it back outside. Hemmingson for a three on the run, no good. Rebound Guthrie on the block, turnaround shot. It's good, and he got the foul call. There goes little Chris Guthrie doing work on the block again. It's going to pay off here for the Warriors. They'll have a chance at the three-point play the hard way. Drew Young up off the bench here. We'll check in now here for AHST, and Jacobson comes back in as well. And the last foul there was whistled against Nathan Pattee, his third. Shot on the way, and the three-point play is complete as Guthrie knocks down the free throw. 33-27, Walnut on top. AHST with the basketball, 3:33 left to go, third quarter, and now a foul. Plain push from behind against Price as they fight for positioning, and he is going to pick up the foul. That'll be number one on Jared Plain. Number two of the half here now here against the Warriors. Inbound, they work at Jacobson, now inside the lane. Price streaked around, and now a nice move to rear wrap the basket to get the shot off the glass. Bill Price with the bucket. And it's 33-29. Now Bloom lost it, has on the floor, has to bounce it away. Plain couldn't come up with it. Still a fight on the floor for it, and they finally call a jump ball. As there was just a momentary simultaneous possession, and it's going to be AHST ball here on the arrow.
I think the officials just got tired of seeing the ball being pushed around the floor to start out. Let's just call a jump and
start over. Didn't quite know what was going on there. Schmidt will fire it up high, and now we have a buzz from the scoring table. I don't know if there's confusion on who had the arrow or what the deal is, but they'll bring the officials over here to confer with the bench. And it is going to be Walnut basketball. The arrow was labeled incorrectly, so Walnut will get possession here. 33-29 with 3:14 left to go, third quarter. Walnut's lead and the inbound. Against the pressure again, here's Hemmingson, right side. We'll get it back to Bloom, right back to Hemmingson. Hemmingson dribbles into a trap, now throws it back to Bloom. Bloom, couple of dribbles, getting out of pressure, just gets across the timeline here. Now a nice scoop pass over to Plain, who slips down the left side and got a layup out of it.
So often it works, break the pressure, just a pass.
35-29. Walnut with the lead. Here's Schmidt. We'll skip it across. Gets it over now here to White. White will drive into the lane, and now we have a reach-in foul here as Plain's going to get hit with another one. That's his second. 13 foul here against the Warriors. Inbound will come underneath for AHST with Price. Price gets it to White. Right corner. He dumps it down now here on the block. Turnaround spin move. Schmidt missed it. Rimmed out. And now a foul on the rebound. As Bloom had positioning, and he got fouled over the top by White. White picks up his second. And that is now team foul number five against AHST. Jacobson's going to check out now here for the Vikings. Inbound here. Warriors bring it up the floor. Bloom will dribble right up the middle. Fire it over to Plain left side. He'll stop on the baseline. Fall for the jumper. And Price just got a piece of his wrist there, so he'll go to the line here to shoot two. And Price picks up number three. Jared Plain earned himself a chance to shoot two free throws. The Warriors lead it 35-29. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Plain's first free throw is good. One more coming for the senior. That one dances around short. Rebound by Price. They'll run with it wide up the floor. Left side will come it in the corner now to Young, and he'll pull it back up top. Off to Robinson. Tyler Robinson will dribble, kick it out to White. White gets the screen from Young, now dumps it back to Young, who goes towards the basket. On the block, missed the shot. Rebound, Price puts back. It dances off, no good. Got the rebound again. Put back attempt, rims out again, and now the ball loose. And Guthrie is going to grab it, but not before he heads out of bounds, sliding, and it will stay with AHST.
Price is not having much fun down on the block tonight.
He just can't buy a bucket underneath there. Hitting all sorts of parts of the rim, but just not going in. And we have something on the floor. Official wanted to clear up. And now we'll inbound. White will key it in. Looks and gets it in to White. or gets it into Price. Price dribbles around playing and gets himself enough room to get to the bucket and gets one off the glass. Tougher shot that time, and he got that one to go. 36-31. They'll fire it up now here for the Warriors. They lead by five. Hemington, get Bloom in the corner. Bloom will go baseline in traffic, try to throw it back out. Young tapped it, and now it's stolen by Young. Good job by him to get a hand on it. It bounced off the backboard, and he got it. Up ahead, they'll throw it to Price. Scoops the shot inside, no good. Rebound patted around. White comes up with it, and he tries to go strong with it. It was stripped out of his hands, and they'll call a foul. Boy, the Vikings caught a break there. White came up with that ball in heavy traffic, and he tried to go up with it, and the ball actually hit the back of Price and came out of his hands. It wasn't the Warriors that pulled it out. It was just Price, who was still at the general vicinity there. But, you know, having he came over and talked to the official side, it hit him in the rear end. How did I do? But you're not going to win the argument, so no sense trying.
The free throw is made there by Lee White on the first one.
Problem is the Warriors are short on the bench anyway, and that's four on Hemington.
Yeah, that's tough. And the second free throw by the freshman is good, so he's got 6 points now, and Walnut will inbound. Walnut had to bring in Bodie Prawn here into the ball game. He is the one that replaced Hemington. So Walnut up the floor with the ball, gets it in free throw line, turnaround shot by Plain is good. Gave him some space. He decided to pop it, knocked it down. 38-33, 5-point lead here for the Warriors. Left side pass, Robinson pumping. An awkward shot on the run, missed everything. Price tries to save it, and he threw it on the end line.
I thought he was going to get a chance to do that, but he just had a good handle on that ball and ended up coming straight down when he tried to throw it.
Bloom will inbound here with 50 seconds to go in this third quarter, and they lead it by five. Bloom. We'll get it to Plain. They break pressure across. Plain's going to drive all the way inside the lane, and he's going to get a foul call. Young's going to pick up the foul.
Yeah, just force it. Just take it right to the rack. See what happens. Just be aggressive, and it worked out again. This time, Young picks up the foul.
That's number two on Drew Young, and Plain will go to the line here for two shots. 42 seconds left in this third quarter. A 38-33 lead for Walnut. And we'll make that 39 as Plain hits the first one.
Plain having a nice third quarter.
Sure is. He's got 8 points here in this third quarter alone right now. And he'll add to that as he knocks down the second free throw. So it's stretched out to a 40-33 lead now here for Walnut. White quickly up the floor on the dribble. Stops the block. Pump fake up with the shot. No good, but he did get the foul call. Nice move by White to get to the line. And Plain is going to be the one that picks up the foul. That's his third, and all those have come here in the second half. And White will go to the free throw line here with 35 seconds showing here in this third quarter. The first free throw is good. Got like a freshman that's 3 for 3 at the free throw line so far. And this one,
Jinkton.
He missed that one. Rebound by Bloom, and then a foul. Kind of a reach-in foul here. And it's going to be Young that picks it up. That's number three on Young. And it will be 1-1 on the other end.
Yeah, Price has three. Young has three. Schmidt playing with three. Pat T off the bench with three, all for AHST for the Warriors. Hemmingson's with four. He's on the bench right now. And Jared Plain also has picked up three.
Bloom at the free throw line for the 1-1. Run in on the way, and it's good. This is Bloom. Makes it. And that one's in and out on the second one. Rebound comes down to Schmidt. Schmidt will dump it off to White. 29 seconds to go, third quarter. Out top Robinson, and a double dribble call here against Robinson. So that will turn it right back over here to Walnut. Walnut with the basketball on top, 41-34 at 26 and a half seconds to go here in this third quarter. They'll dump it in the backcourt to Chonk, and they'll walk it up the floor. Jonk goes right side, dribbles the right side of the lane, lost the handle on it. It's on the floor, stolen by Schmidt. Off to Robinson. Robinson will run with it all the way in the lane. Other way, coast to coast. The flip is good. Danced around on the rim and fell through. 5 seconds to go, third quarter, and Jonk's just going to hang on to it here. Throws it up to Bloom. Bloom does throw it up real quick, but that's going to be the end of the third quarter. 41-36, Walnut with the lead here on the road after three quarters of play. Back with fourth quarter action, listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company today. Atlantic Pest Control, your pest control consultants. They'll help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. Call Bill today at 243-6900. Atlantic Pest Control will come to your home and give you a free estimate, so call today. Better Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Offering a great selection of new and used vehicles, including trucks and vans. Stop by or call today at 243-4514.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Avoca. Tonight's five-point game, Walnut 41-36 the lead. As we go to the fourth quarter, AHST with a basketball to start. It'll be Tyler Robinson to the front court. Cross the lane now to Schmidt. Schmidt will drive, stop up top, and leave it across here to White. Right side now, Robinson. They try to screen for him. He drives his cut off by Plain. Out of the perimeter now, White left side. He'll get a screen. He'll hesitate. Now try to drive the lane. Kind of got the ball caught there for a little bit. Looks like he might have taken steps, but he banks it home off the glass. White with the basket, and 41-38. Now a three-point game. Warriors have led by as many as seven here a few times in the third quarter. It's now three. Walnut basketball. Bloom right corner. Looking for the cut. Now it's Plain with it. He steps back as he floats one up off the glass. No good. Guthrie got the rebound, and he got fouled. Schmidt was trying to draw the charge down low, but the official saw through the cloth, and instead Guthrie benefits from a foul call on the rebound of the missed shot. They're going to whistle Lee White for the foul. That'll be his third. So Guthrie back to the free throw line. 5'8" junior having an impact down low. And he has the impact there as he makes the free throw. So the first one is good. 7:15 left to play here in the fourth quarter. We're just underway here in the final frame. This is the boys' game. Second free throw by Guthrie on the way. That one's short. So one of two. It's 42-38. A four-point lead for Walnut. And AHST with the ball. They'll inbound and run the floor quickly. Right up the floor, right side. Crossover into the lane. Stops, floats, up and in. Who needs teammates, right? Just run it up, get it in the lane, throw it in the ocean. 42-40 now the score. White doing the damage that time up the floor. Jock to the front court, hesitates, gets the screen, drives right side all the way to the rack to lay in, too strong. Schmidt contested the shot, he missed it, the rebound of the Vikings, here they come, tie to tie. White left side to Robinson, gets the screen, drives to the free throw line. Now right side to White. White lobs it down low, the screen and roll, it's Price banking one up and in, and we are all tied at 42 apiece.
Excellent play that time by the Vikings on the roll down to Price.
Jonk down to the front court for the Warriors. Gets the screen, goes right side. Now he'll hand it off to Bloom. Lost the basketball, and we're going to have a kick. And the ball will stay with the Warriors.
I think it was kicked from behind by Robinson as the Bloom curled around and grabbed it.
So the ball out of bounds. The Warriors, they'll inbound in the front court. 6:22 to go, fourth quarter. They lob it backside. Hemmingson playing with four fouls. He'll take the pass. He'll leave it for Bloom, and Bloom will run the offense out top this time. Bloom to Hemmingson here, left wing. Hemmingson out off the arc, picked up by Price. Hemmingson bounce feed right side now to Bloom. Out on the arc, he'll drive by and bounce it down to the baseline right past the intended receiver. That was Jock, and Bloom was looking for him to cut to the basket. Jock wasn't aware of that. Ball out of bounds. 6 minutes to go. Tied at 42. Vikings with the basketball. Chance to take the lead now here. Price at the high post. Right side, dumps it down low. Schmidt, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken by Bloom. He wants to run. He comes out trying to hustle, but somebody got a hand in there and tapped that ball away. So he'll slow it down. And we got a timeout asked for now on the bench
as Coach Rick Bloom will take a timeout for the Warriors. 5:43 left in the fourth. Tied at 42. We are back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, they have top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment with a clean atmosphere. They're open 24 hours a day with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza. Vice Pump Service at Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould's submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching, backhoe service, boring, and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service at Anita a call at 712-249-1233. ADM in Atlantic is the elevator for you when it comes to grain marketing and handling, with on-the-farm pickup and delivery available. ADM, they are your grain marketing consultants. Give them a call at 243-6567 or 800-243-6568.
Jim Field, Chris Parks, back with you here in Avoca. 42-42. We've decided nothing so far in this boys' game. 5:42 left to go as the Warriors inbound. They get it to Flynn. He goes right to the rack, tries the wrap around. It's no good. Up the floor now come the Vikings. It's Robinson all the way to the rack. He misses. And the rebound taken inside by Hemmingson for Walnut. Each team with an opportunity right at the rim here to start after the timeout. Neither can convert. 5:20 remaining. Guthrie here with it left side for the Warriors. He'll drive now to the basket. And he's fouled from behind. Quick step by Guthrie. He got Drew Young looking the other way. And he went right by him. And Young picks up the foul. That's his fourth. Back to the free throw line. The Warriors are in the bonus. That is team foul number, that's 10th team foul. So it's double bonus now. The rest of the way for the Warriors as Guthrie hits the first free throw. On the other side, the Vikings, they're still two fouls away from the bonus. One more try coming here for Guthrie. He breaks the tie, and the second one is also good. So he crosses them both in this trip. Guthrie has all 3 points for the Vikings here in the fourth quarter. Or for the Warriors, rather. And it's 44-42. Walnut leading front court. Now they dump it down low. Coming across to help out on the defense there is Bloom. Price picks up the pass on the baseline. Quick shot, no good. And the rebound taken by Plain. He's immediately triple-teamed down low. And he bounces it off of Smith's leg out of bounds. So the Warriors will keep possession. He had nowhere to go. And we're going to have a timeout asked for now by the Vikings. 5:01 left here in the fourth quarter. 44-42 in favor of the Warriors. We'll take a break and listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marcellus Insurance. See Betty Marcellus at 2 West 6th Street in Atlantic. She'll be glad to give you a no-obligation quote on your auto, farm, business, life, and health insurance. Call Marcellus Insurance at 243-4190 today. Olson Fuel Supply, a locally owned BP and Sinclair branded station with quality gasoline fuel, including BP, Amoco Premier Diesel Fuel. Olson Fuel Supply, servicing Cass County and the surrounding counties with local stations in Atlantic, Griswold, and Anita. Atlantic Home Realty, for all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, and farm acreage markets, call 243-1300 and talk to one of the friendly, helpful sales associates at Atlantic Home Realty. Or stop by their office at 610 Laurel Street in Atlantic.
44-42, Walnut with the lead in the basketball as we come out of the mouth. Jonk to the front, Hemmingson right side. 4:50 left to play here in the basketball game. They try to dump it out, top pass tipped by White, stolen by Robinson. He's going to run the floor. Oh, and what a great defensive effort back the other side. Lucas Bloom ran with him. And just at the last moment, reached in to tap that ball away out of bounds. Vikings will keep it. But no layup this trip up the floor. White to inbound down on the baseline now for the Vikings. He'll lob it inside. It's stolen away by Flynn. He taps it over to Hemmingson. Tried to get it inside to Schmidt. It was posting low. Nice defense by the Warriors. Walnut up the floor with John. Here to Guthrie left side. Guthrie out on the arc. Looking low. Pass is tipped out of bounds. Steven Jacobson checked in there the last time out. Got a hand on that pass. Tapped it over there. Made the cheerleaders scattered.
Louisville inbound to the baseline here for the Warriors. He lobs it across to Guthrie. He'll grab it, try to get it quickly. 15-footer up, no good. Rebound bounces high, and it's grabbed by Price. By Ed Robinson. They want to run. Robinson to the front court. Ball almost stolen from behind. Guthrie tried to tap it away. Now it's White, and he lost the ball on the floor. It's tied up, and the arrow points in favor of the Warriors. 4:15 left to play. Boy, I tell you, you guys in the back of your head in this game, because both teams got arms reaching all over the place for every ball up and down the floor.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty scrappy out there. Both teams did a good job of playing hustle defense and getting arms in passing lane.
Hemmings grabs the pass, guns the three, no good. Rebound underneath by Bryan. It's up and good, and he stumbles over the top of Price, who's on the floor. Blaine playing the post inside, 46-42 Warriors. Up the floor, Schmidt for three from the left side, no good in the corner. Rebound, still free, saved by Bloom, and he gets it to Hemmingson. Nice handling of the basketball there by the Warriors in traffic.
Lucas Bloom's a heady basketball player, knows where to be, knows what to do.
Guthrie drives left side, has his shot blocked, keeps possession as he gets it back, and we've got a three-second violation whistled against the Warriors. 46-42, a four-point lead for Walnut now. We have 3:34 left to play here in this basketball game. Up the floor quickly is White. Ball knocked away and stolen. Jock tips it. Now stolen back away by Jacobson. Across the lane to Price for the layup. Good.
Yeah.
Quick hands, nice steal, nice bounce speed, and a layup. 46-44 now. And a steal by Huck. Not quite. Smith tried to make a jump in front of Hemmingson to steal the ball away on a long pass up the floor, but it was right there at the sideline, and he couldn't keep the toes in. Another timeout on the floor. Now this one asked for by the Warriors. 3:17 left, 46-44 our score. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Brown Auto Body, with vehicles for rent either by the day or by the week. Call Dana Cooper at Brown Auto Body. They have several vehicles to choose from. You can also visit their website at www.brownauto.com. Fairway, for economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, low everyday prices, and friendly personal service. Visit Fairway Stores Incorporated. Also try the full-service meat department at Fairway, 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic. Oakland Insurance, located at 105 North Main in Oakland, has been a family-owned business since 1978. Stop in to see Laura and Ken, who specialize in home and auto, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Oakland Insurance, your protection is our profession. Give them a call at 712-482-6928.
3 minutes, 17 seconds left to play here in the fourth quarter. 46-44 is your score. Walnut with the lead. Warriors have the basketball. Get into the high post. Quick jumper up by Plain. No good. Rebound tapped out. And it's controlled by Price. He'll bring it across the timeline and leave it left side for Schmidt. Out top Robinson. Stops outside the arc for Jacobson. He'll launch a three try from the right side, and that's good. Yikes. Steven Jacobson buries his first basket of the game. It's a three in the Vikings now taking the lead, 47-46. 2:45 left to play. Jock right side to Hemmingson. Down in the corner now it's Bloom. Bloom leaves it out top once again. Across the way it comes here to Jock. Jock right side to Hemmingson. Open on the arc. Answers back with a three. No, in and out. Rolled in and out. And stolen now on the baseline, but lost right back. Jacobson had it. Tried to bounce it off of Guthrie, but Guthrie was able to keep it, grab it, but he steps on the baseline. So it's out of bounds, back to the Vikings. 2.5 left to go, 47-46. Vikings lead it. They have the ball to the front court, Robinson. Robinson loses the dribble out top. Now for White. Lee White out on the wing, leads it across for Schmidt to the left side. Schmidt well off the arc. And he'll hand it off out top now to White. 1-point lead for AHST. Walnut still has a foul to give before AHST gets in the bonus. So Jacobson drives to Schmidt. Out top, Robinson. He'll line up a three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound tapped out. Right back to Robinson. He'll drive the lane. Oh, it's blocked away by Bloom. Slaps it down to the floor. Plain tries to corral it up the floor. Has trouble with the handle on it. Now he'll hand it to Jock, and the Warriors get it back.
Now into the lane, blue, ball knocked away. Right off his fingertips and knocked away. Might have taken a hand to the face there as the ball comes back to the way the Vikings have it. Minute and a half left to go, a one-point Viking lead. The screen, Robinson, the roll, Schmidt. He can't handle the pass, but is able to get it back out to Robinson in a quick timeout asked for now by the Vikings. I believe that is their final timeout. 1:27 left, 47-46. Vikings lead it. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic. When you are going through stressful times dealing with the loss of a loved one, Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is there for you. At your time of need, let Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan be there for you.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank. That's what keeps us in the lead. We take good care of you. First rate full service and a style you're sure to like.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Avoca. 1:27 on the clock here in the fourth quarter, 47-46 the score. Vikings with the lead and the basketball as Robinson takes the inbound, and he'll run some clock out top. They're going to make the Warriors play defense here. Cross left side, it goes to White, and he's fouled. Ty Jock, they have one foul to give, and there it is. So that'll be foul number six against the Warriors. That's just the second on Jock, and the ball will belong to the Vikings out top. Next foul will put the Vikings into the bonus. White will inbound at center court. He'll fire it ahead now to Price, who lobs it down low to Schmidt on the baseline. Back it goes to Price. He'll lay it up, and he misses. Rebound and a foul. And the foul is going to be against the Warriors. That's going to be Lucas Bloom over the back of Price this time. That will be the second on Bloom. And number seven. So Price will go to the free throw line now as the Vikings hit the bonus here. Leading by one with a minute and 11 to play. Bill Price for the 1-1, the front end on the way. It is no good. Rebound hits the floor, and it's taken by Schmidt. He tumbles to the floor. Price with the ball inside off the pass, and he's fouled, trying to lean and toss one up. So Price will go right back to the line again. That foul is going to be whistled on Ty Jock, and that'll be his third. So Price back to the line. This time he'll get two. 1:08 remaining here in the ballgame. First one by Price is good. Rattled around and hit everything and fell through. One more try here for Price, and that one is no good. In and out. Bloom the rebound. It's a two-point game. 48-46. In favor of AHST, 1 minute left to play. Jonk out top with it. Left side, Guthrie. High post to play. He turns, goes down the lane in traffic, and he floats one up and in off the glass. Quick pitch off the window. We're tied at 48 all. Vikings again with the ball. Up the floor they go. We've got a turnover, a traveling violation whistle. As Robinson lost steps, and that'll turn it back to the White. The Warriors now tied at 48. And we're going to have a timeout asked for here by Walnut. We have 43.7 on the clock, 43 seconds left on the clock. It's a 48-48 game. We'll keep it here during this timeout. They're going to take a pull. The reset looks like this, as I have it anyway. Walnut has a 30 left, 1:30 timeout. AHST, they can't do anything about it. They don't have any timeouts left.
Yeah, anyway, if you want to come up with some ideas here towards the end of the game, you got to do it now. Get in your player's mind what you want to do and couple of just different situations, or at least, you know, maybe a last second play if it comes down to that for you. And for Walnut, obviously they're going to have to try, you know, to play some good defense and get an opportunity once again here to try to score. It's been one of those back and forth ball games, and each team has kind of had their moments and all knotted up here once again.
Yeah, I tell you, we've kind of seen this before, it seems like. We watched Walnut play Tuesday night at home against Cam. This is kind of like we've seen this movie before. This is kind of a repeat.
For sure.
Went right down to the wire. They came up a point short.
actually 2 points short in that ball game, 40 to 38 on Tuesday. 48-48 all here. We're all even at 48 apiece. 40 seconds left as the Warriors inbound bring it to the front court. Let's see what they do. They're going to hold for the last shot. Hemmingson, Jock will play catch. They may hang on down the stretch, see if they get the final shot attempt. Jock, Hemmingson, beware of the back cut, though, because there's a pretty good athlete in Plain down low, along with Bloom. Jeffrey's been a force inside, too. Now Bloom down to the baseline. Bounce feed, back to Plain. Short jumper in lane. Won't go. Rebound by the Vikings. Robinson, 15 seconds out of the front court. He gets across. No timeout. 10 seconds left. White with a basketball. 8 seconds. Goes left. Gets the screen. 7. Off to Schmidt. Left corner. Long. 3 is no good. Long rebound. Rolls out here near center court. And it's out of bounds with 6 tenths of a second left. They say it's going to be Walnut basketball. Just 6 tenths of a second left, though. We'll see if the Warriors can do it. It's a catch and throw is all it amounts to. Bloom will inbound. They try to throw it to the front court. They throw it high, and it's going to go down near the... Well, they were trying to throw it down where Plain can go up and tap it in. He took off to the basket, but contested by Price, and time runs out. Awkward-looking play, but give it your best shot, and we're going to go to overtime here tonight.
Somebody picked up the ball and launched it down the floor. One of the Walnut cheerleaders was the victim of that at the end, but good ball game here. Now we're going to have a great opportunity to see a good overtime session as well. These two teams just nobody can seem to really gain the complete edge. It sure seems like once one team's a little bit comfortable, the other team makes a couple of shots to make another little run, and it's just been like that back and forth.
Well, we're going to get extra time here tonight. You didn't pay for it, but you're going to enjoy it. Extra time here this evening, 48-48. We're tied as we go into a four-minute overtime period now, as the two teams will jump it up at the center circle to start the overtime. Just kind of what you expect from Walnut anymore. They're just 1-5 on the year, but they've lost a number of close ball games. 4 of their 5 losses have been 10 points or less, a 10, a 6. I'm trying to remember. I think there were a couple of 2-point losses and a 4-point loss in there. I mean, they play everybody close. They just haven't been able to really get over the hump much here at 1-5 so far, and playing well on the road here tonight. Warriors and the Vikings head to overtime. We'll jump at the center circle. Plain and Price will jump it. Ball's in the air, tap controlled by the Vikings. As Robinson comes away with it, he'll bring it ahead to the front court now. Robinson across the timeline, comes right side. They lob it down low. Plain jumps in front, steals the basketball, and a foul. Price with the intended receiver down low. Plain jumped in front of him for the steal, and Price fouled him from behind. So we're going to walk to the other side. Now remember, both teams are in the bonus, but the Warriors are in the double bonus. So the Warriors will get 2 free throws now. Plain will go to the line to try to put his team back on top here early in this overtime. And the free throw is good. 22 points now for Plain on the night. Second one on the way is no good. Front of the rim. 1 point Walnut lead. 49-48. Up the floor comes White now with it for the Vikings. Here to the right side of Robinson. Robinson gets the screen. Curl. They tried to get he threw it away. They tried the screen and roll to Price down the right side of the pass. It's too tall for him. He'd have had a layup if they could have got him the ball, but it was too tall out of bounds. And that one scattered to Walnut cheerleaders. But Walnut with a 1-point lead in the basketball. Back 49-48, they lead it. Out top with it is John. John going to work it on the dribble. 3:25 remaining in the ballgame. Hemmingson, who's playing with 4 fouls for the Warriors, has it out top, working against White. Bounce pass into the right corner. Now comes to Bloom. Bloom dribbles, fires one up on the baseline, and that's good. Lucas Bloom can create his own shot. He showed you right there as he drains that one from the right baseline. It's 51-48. Walnut leading. A minute gone here in this overtime. Robinson steps up outside. They leave him alone. The 3-ball, no good from the left wing, and the rebound taken by Bloom for the Warriors. Jonk up the floor. Right side it goes. Hemmingson. Cross out top down to Guthrie. So often we see these overtimes dictated very early. Warriors hoping that's the case tonight as now Guthrie tries to drive. The ball tapped away and it's tied up. The Warriors, though, have the arrow, so they'll keep it. Back up off the bench, Patsy will check back in as Robinson checks out. Price on the floor with four fouls here for the Vikings. I mentioned Hemmingson with four for the Warriors. Quick three from the left side. Hemmingson off the inbound, no good. Rebound, though, kept alive and stolen by Plain over the far side. And it's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Warriors as Patsy passed the pass out that was intended for Bloom. Warriors catching all the breaks here early in overtime. 2.5 left to go, and a foul out front. Boy, Jock was just about to travel with the ball, leaning to try to make the pass, and they call Lee White reaching in. And that'll be foul number four on him. 2:29 remaining here in the overtime. 51-48. Warriors lead it. Jock to the line for two. They'll shoot a couple here for the Warriors, trying to stretch that lead. First one is good. Ty Jock hasn't scored much. That's just his third point in the ball game. But it makes a four-point game, and we've got a quick timeout asked for here on the floor. 2:29 remaining here in this overtime period. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Crop Production Services, they're ready to assist you with all of your crop input needs. Be prepared for the season, whether it's spring planting or fall harvest. For all of your seed, fertilizer, scouting, and crop protection needs, give Crop Production Services of Hancock a call today at 800-578-2902. Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Company. Talk to Gary or Deanna today at Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll, and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals, located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028.
Second free throw by Jock. As we come back out of the timeout, no good. Rebounded by Smith. The Jock gets 1-2 from the free throw line. Up the floor come the Vikings. Pass to left side. Head fake the drive. The shot no good. Rebound inside. Yanked down by Jarrett Plain. Warriors catching all the breaks here in overtime. They have it in a four-point lead, 52-48. 2:10 remaining. Up to the front court now. Right side, Hemmingson on the dribble drive in the corner. And we're going to have a foul. That's going to be all she wrote, I think, for Bill Price. Price is going to foul out as he gave a shove over in that far side to the screener. And he's going to have to leave the basketball game. That is his fifth foul. So he'll leave with 2:05 left here in the overtime. And they're going to send Drew Young in. 15 points for Price on the night. And Drew Young will check in. He's also got four fouls. It'll be Lucas Bloom at the free throw line. And they're in the double bonus, so he'll get two shots. Price just cleared out on the screener that time as he came across the lane. The Bloom with two, and the first one is good. Seven points for Lucas Bloom here tonight. And the second one, no good. Dances off the rim. 53-48 now the score. Up the floor come the Vikings. Into the front court, White, step back, and he throws in about an 8-footer there from the left side as Lee White dribbles in, creates room, and hits the shot. Minute 50 left, 53-50, it's a three-point game, a one-possession game as Jock breaks the pressure. Lucas Bloom takes the pass outside now. Bloom out top, guarded by Patsy, gets the screen, drives all the way to the hole, the floater up, no good, rebounded inside by Jacobson. Here come the Vikings, a minute and a half left to play. Vikings left to right side. Now Schmidt on the arc. Out top to White here in the right wing. White back to Schmidt here in the corner. Schmidt will elevate, fire up a three, and it's no good off the back of the rim. The rebound tapped out, and Hemmingson comes down with it for the Warriors. And a timeout now asked for by the Warrior bench. A minute 12 left to play in overtime. 53-50, Warriors with the three-point advantage over the Vikings. We are back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wiggison Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors, they'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggus or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon. The Embers, just off Interstate 80 in Avoca, offering daily lunch and evening specials from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. Monday through Sunday. Also for large group dining, call The Embers in Avoca. Faye Pharmacy, your prescription and health care need headquarters in Adair. That's Faye Pharmacy in Adair. Stop by today. Faye Pharmacy.
Well, the ball belongs to the Warriors. The lead belongs to the Warriors as well. A minute 12 left to play in overtime. 53-50, Walnut leading AHSC. In the black uniforms, the Warriors have it in the backcourt. Swain with the dribble. They try to break the pressure and get it across the timeline. And now he does. He lobs it here to Bloom. Boy, Bloom closely guarded there by Robinson. Under a minute now, 58 seconds left. Bloom out top with it off the dribble. He'll leave it for Swain. Warriors don't need to do anything aggressive right now. They just want to hope to kill some clock and get a foul. Out top Swain. He's hounded by Schmidt. He'll hand it off now to Lucas Bloom. Bloom with it, and a reach-in foul. Going to be whistled on Todd Schmidt. That'll be number four on Schmidt. Seems like half the guys on the floor have four fouls these days. 41 seconds remaining now. 53-50, the Warriors lead it. And a chance for Lucas Bloom to stretch the lead. Again, remember, they have two free throws coming. First one on the way by Bloom is good. Well, that's the fourth time now that the Warriors have gone to the line here in overtime and made the first. Last three times, they missed the second. Let's see what Bloom does this trip. 41 seconds left. Second free throw this time is good. It's a five-point game, 55-50. Up the floor of the Vikings. White out top, 35 seconds left. Out top it goes Jameson. Top of the arc. He'll drive the right side and kick it out. Robinson. Looking for help. Left side to White. White trying to load up a three. Looks left. Now Schmidt. He's open on the arc for the three ball. That's good. Schmidt steps out. Buries the triple from the left wing. And it's a two-point game. 55-53. 16 seconds left. Bloom trying to dribble some time away to Jock front court. And Jock over to the right side corner to Guthrie. And Guthrie is fouled. 8.3 on the clock. Guthrie will go to the free throw line. That foul is going to be whistled. Is that Schmidt? Yep, that'll be it for him. That is his fifth. So Schmidt will have to leave now with 8 seconds left on the clock here in overtime. He'll finish tonight with a dozen points. At the line is Chris Guthrie in a two-point game. 8 seconds left. Guthrie gets two. Here's the first one by the lefty. It is good. All right.
Excellent shoot. Now, if you can extend it, game pretty much over if you can get that two-possession lead.
A three-point lead, 56-53. One more coming for the junior, Chris Guthrie. Lefty lines it up. The second one, no good. Front of the rim. Oh, his guy, Jock, got the offensive rebound. And they're going to have to foul, and they do quickly with Jacobson.
Oh, that's tough as well. You got to find the guy feeling behind you and get bounced on him. I know it was an awkward bounce, but you really just can't afford that to happen in this situation.
5.9 left on the clock, 56-53. At the free throw line, Ty Jonk with a chance pretty much to seal this thing. He'll get two. First one is good.
That makes it a two-possession game. Barring any, brain-dead moments where you foul on a three-point shot,
it's a four-point game. One more coming here for Jonk. And that is off the mark. Rebounded by Mikey. White quickly. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. He'll run it up here near side. Stops. Fires one up. And it's no good. That'll do it. 57-53, the final. The Walnut Warriors pick up the victory here tonight in overtime over the AHSC Vikings. Back in a minute to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association, American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn, where they are offering a great chance to get away without having to travel very far. So if you're looking to spend quality time with that special someone or a chance to get away, head for the American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn. Oakland Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy offering competitive prices and hometown service. They're a convenient stop on your way home from seeing specialists in the city. Oakland Pharmacy, located at Highways 6 and 59 on the south edge of Oakland. Smith Heating and Plumbing Incorporated in Wyota is owned and operated by Guy and Shane Smith, who have provided quality craftsmanship since 1979. They are your authorized York and Climate Master dealer. For all of your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and commercial refrigerator needs, give Smith Heating and Plumbing a call at 712-783-4528.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Avoca tonight, where these two schools have split the games. A couple of close ones here again tonight. It was the girls from AHST winning, holding on 40-39 in the opener tonight. And in the game you just heard, we had to play four more minutes. We went to overtime before the Walnut Warriors picked up a 57-53 win here tonight over the AHST Vikings. A pretty heady ball game here by these two ball clubs.
Yeah, really just a back-and-forth game. Both teams kind of had their spurts and runs, and just to open up that overtime period, Walnut got a little bit hot, had a couple of quick buckets, and saw the advantage they really needed. Then they got themselves at the free-throw line and were able to make enough at the free-throw line to ice it out and win this game.
Absolutely. Some pretty good performances here all the way around, really, by both teams here tonight. But the Warriors took advantage of one important spot on the floor. It's about 15 feet from the rim. That free throw line was just a killer tonight for the Walnut Warriors.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. All's Floor Covering, located at 906 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Kirk has over 25 years' experience in the flooring business. Whether it's carpet, vinyl, laminate, or hardwood, he'll take care of it from start to finish.
Hey, John,
visit with
are
Kirk
you there?
Or Bev today at Hall's Floor Covering in Atlantic. Never say can't. That's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop and see Dan Anstey, owner-operator, Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland. Call 712-774-2215. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer today, Atlantic Motor Supply in downtown Atlantic.
Back with you here in Avoca. Sorry about that. I guess they're anxious for us to get out of here tonight. They unplugged our unit, but we'll wrap it up here for you real quick. For the Warriors in the win tonight, 22 points for Jared Flain to lead all scorers in the ball game, and 19 from Lucas Bloom, as those two leading scorers really had a super night here this evening, dictating the tempo and taking advantage of the opportunities. Also, 8 points tonight for Chris Guthrie, some big free throws down the stretch, and four each for Ty Jock and Zach Emerson. For AHST, they had four players in double figures tonight. Bill Price with 15, 13 for Lee White, a dozen for Todd Schmidt, and 10 for Tyler Robinson. And as Deacon Steven Jacobson also with three this evening for the Vikings. But free throws the difference. 6 of 11 tonight for AHST, 19 of 31 for Walnut tonight as the Warriors win it in overtime, 57-53. That'll do it for us tonight. Our next high school basketball comes your way tomorrow night here on KJAN, as we'll be in Griswold tomorrow night. And we'll see these AHST Lady Vikes and Vikings once again as they face off against the Griswold Tigers in Western Iowa Conference play. 6:15 is the girls' contest, and boys will follow. We'll have both of those games for you live tomorrow night here on the radio and, of course, on the web as well. That'll do it for us here tonight. Again, your final scores here this evening in the girls' game earlier tonight, AHST, a 40-39 winner. In the boys' game you just heard, overtime tonight is Walnut, a 57-53 winner over AHST. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this evening, and good night from Avoca.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. D&J Supply at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon. Family owned and operated, specializing in top quality service. See them today for brake work and wheel balancing, a great selection of batteries and auto accessories. That's D&J Supply in Audubon on Highway 71.
the sports bar at the Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy open bowling during the week and glow bowling on the weekends. The Super Bowl features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic. And contact Jamie or Dean at J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic. They can increase your business visibility by putting your company's name or logo on a variety of apparel like shirts, hats, coats, pens, and keychains, just to mention a few. That's J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic.